Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A worker at a local store for National Home Improvement chain is asking, "Hey, why aren't customers being required to wear face masks?" Here's WWJ's Mike Campbell.
Bill Gardner works for Home Depot at the Madison Heights store. He says the company has been very proactive with its coronavirus response, but he says there is one area the company is falling short.
And it's very easily we could have 100 people in the store at one time, and I would say it would be very common to have 30 to 40 people without the mask on. This morning, there was only about 15 people in the store, and 10 of them didn't have masks on.
Gardner says management has told him customer face masks are not mandatory, even though the governor's executive order says everyone who can medically tolerate them must wear masks when in enclosed public spaces. We were told to call corporate in Atlanta for comment. At the time of this report, no callbacks yet. Mike Campbell, WWJ, News Radio 950.